evening and welcome to another program of A Closer Look. I'm your host, Laurie Hackett. And listeners, as you know, we get together once a month and we meet different leaders in the community and different nonprofit directors. And we have a chance to really celebrate our community and talk about the cool things happening. And speaking of cool, I'm excited to welcome my first guest tonight. So please, listeners, join me in welcoming Simon Moore. Welcome, Simon.
Laurie, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. And honestly, you've had quite an esteemed group of guests on your show. So I'm honored to be here and I'm excited to talk to you today.
Yes, well, thank you. We have certainly known each other for a long time. And I know your commitment is deep to community. What we're going to talk about tonight is the Allentown Partnership and a little bit about ArtsQuest, maybe some Tocqueville Society of United Way and other commitments. By way of background, though, listeners, Simon was an executive at Air Products and retired a couple of years ago, and since then has really gotten engaged with the community, specifically with the Allentown Partnership. Let's jump right in with that. Tell us about the partnership.
So the concept is one that is in place in a lot of parts of the United States. So Allentown, as everybody knows, has a wonderful park system. We are blessed with General Trexler primarily setting up the park system, providing some funding. The Parks Department of the City of Allentown, Mandy and her team do a wonderful job. But like many cities around the United States, the resources and the funding are a little short of the opportunities in parks. So if you go to New York City, Central Park has a conservancy. If you go down to Philadelphia, Fairmont Park Conservancy. If you go to Pittsburgh, there's a conservancy. What those are separate, independent, nonprofit organizations that are set up, again, separate from the city, but they are to work in conjunction with the city's Parks Department. So it's always additive. It's not replacing anything the city Parks Department is doing. It's bringing additional resources. I love the Allentown parks, but if I wanted to provide some financial support, I can't walk down to City Hall and give them a check. There's no mechanism for individuals to support the parks. So the Allentown Partnership has been set up with some support from the Trexler Trust, some of those folks. We can talk about that a little bit. But really, it's a separate nonprofit designed to provide additional resources for the City of Allentown Parks, working very, very closely with the City of Allentown's Parks team. And we were lucky enough to just do a ribbon cutting on our first project recently. So that's a little bit of what it's about, and happy to talk some more about it.
Sure. So how hard is it to start a new nonprofit 501c3 organization?
Well, that's a great question. And as you know, I spent most of my career at a large corporation. And there's pros and cons, but there's plenty of people around. So I've learned a tremendous amount from this. And to be clear, though, I didn't take this from the very, very beginning. When I got involved about a year ago, some great folks had gotten some input from the community, had actually established the organization under the Pennsylvania laws, done the bylaws, and there was a couple of interim board members. So I say I wasn't quite at the startup phase, but I was at the growing phase. It's been fun. It's been educational. I've learned a lot. Wow, it's hard and it takes a lot of work. So for any of you out there that have gotten involved in a nonprofit very early in its life, there's a lot to do. And I'm excited that the board that we have built and the committees are committed to setting a strong foundation. Quite frankly, the fun stuff is getting out there and doing projects in the parks. The slightly less fun stuff is setting up the processes, the procedures, recruiting high-quality board members, setting up the committees. Hey, we need to file a tax return. Wow, I guess we need to hire somebody who can do that for us. And just going through all of that stuff. But a lot of the volunteers have spent a lot of time on that. We're in great shape on the sort of infrastructure. A little bit more work to do on there, no doubt about it. So if any board or committee members are listening, don't forget there's a lot more work to do. But that foundation is what sets this organization up to be successful for decades to come. But turns out when you hire an employee, all of a sudden healthcare comes on the table, retirement plan comes on the table. So again, for me, it's been a real education and had a lot of help from some community members who have done this, but it has been plenty of time, which I'm happy to spend.
So this time that you're spending doing all these detailed work that you have to be doing, you have to be really committed to the mission. So what is it about you, Simon Moore, that found this organization as the place you wanted to be so invested?
Right. You know, Lori, I like being outdoors. Yes. And I like being active. And I have the opportunity with retirement to invest some more time. And mm-hmm. I'm honored to have the opportunity to do that. And I'm thankful to be able to do that. I guess for me, the parks are a couple of things. We are blessed with this tremendous park system. And I think there's a little bit of a responsibility for those of us who have the ability to help is mm-hmm. to make sure this park system continues to shine for decades to come, for generations to come. And there's nothing wrong in the parks. I'll say it one more time. The Parks Department is doing a great job, but there's opportunities. And when I think about the parks, for me, it's about people being outside. So physical activity, whether that's walking or yoga or just being in the park. It facilitates social interaction, mm-hmm. which is really, really important. Generally speaking, people might get together in groups and walk or run. But obviously, what's also important to me is the increasing recognition of the mental health benefits of time in nature. And the medical system is really starting to recognize this. And so if we have some parks in the city of Allentown, where for the local residents, that's their primary outdoor activity, if we can help them be more active, be more social, and improve their mental health, that is a win. And so that's kind of what excites me about this.
Oh, that's so well said. You know, we talk a lot about that with the arts. Yeah. You know, they say that the minute you sit down in theater to hear something, automatically blood pressure drops, like peace arrives. Mm-hmm. And the same with being outside and being in nature.
So we call it nature bathing. Nature bathing. So if any of you out there today, get out today for your nature bathing opportunity.
I love it. So you mentioned earlier that there is an employee.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Sure. Well, again, as you're sitting there, we're going to form a search committee. Who's on the search committee? We were fortunate enough to hire a high-quality firm to help us look around, and we were absolutely delighted that Ruffy and Titman joined us as our inaugural executive director. And we're really, really excited about her decision to join our startup because she brings deep experience in a similar organization called the Friends of the Wissahickon, where she has a lot of resource development experience and ultimately was the executive director. And she was comfortable, or I don't know if she was comfortable, but she was willing to leave that organization. She had done a wonderful job there and was excited to come and kind of reproduce that in startup. So we're very fortunate to have Ruffian join us. She's been with us a few months now. Many folks have had a chance to meet her. She's out in the community, out in the parks. And really with her joining the organization allows us to kind of take the next step this year and move forward.
And you mentioned earlier that you've just had your inaugural project. Yeah. Could you share a little bit about that?
Sure. So Stevens Park, right off of Tillman, and I guess that's 8th, is a community park. And there's a lot of history in Stevens. But the community, historically, there had been a big presence of community-led basketball going on there. And some time ago, the basketball court was changed out to, quite frankly, it's not even a half court. It's like a third court. And the city had gotten a lot of community feedback that the community would love to have a full court basketball court back there. But the reality of the City of Allentown Parks budget was they didn't have the resources to do that this year. So we were able to step in and provide the funding for the full court basketball court. And we had a ribbon cutting ceremony a couple of weeks ago. And I had a chance to be there. It was so great. You know, there were community members bringing their kids, shooting hoops. United Way provided some support. There was a mural being painted on the old basketball court. So a real community celebration. And I got to tell you, Lori, the opportunity to be out there and see the fruits of some of this work, mm-hmm. a real project, see kids really focused on the healthy aspects of playing basketball was very powerful. Now, that was our first project. I would expect over the balance of time, folks will see a variety of types of projects. It's not always going to be so-called active projects. There may be some passive celebration projects, parks, walkways, whatever it may be. There might be some work to connect different parks. And I think geographically over time, you'll see our support spread out in many of the different parks in the city of Allentown. Lori, do you know how many parks there are in the city of Allentown?
I don't. How many?
I bet you it's more than you think.
Yeah.
Depending on how you count them, I'm going with 42 parks in the city of Allentown.
You're kidding.
So lots of opportunity.
So pocket parks and the big ones, and that's really wonderful. Simon, you're so passionate and deeply involved in this. Where does that come from? I know you said your love of nature, but was there a mentor that you had? Was there someone that, I don't know, that you kind of growing up or raising your family that just sort of instilled in you this sense of responsibility to serve?
Well, I think that's really, it's developed over time, right? I mean, and probably not unlike some people where you're a little earlier in your career, perhaps you're raising your family, you know, there's not a lot of free time. And I don't mean that as an excuse. Plenty of people at that stage in life spend time supporting nonprofits. To be honest with you, I didn't choose to spend a lot of my time there. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, as you and I started working together and I picked up some responsibility for some of this work, I got a better understanding of what was going on out there. What some of the needs were, and you know, some of the statistics. I mean, we have a wonderful community in the Lehigh Valley, but there are some deep needs. You know this better than I do, and it's sometimes surprising to recognize how deep those needs are sort of right in our backyard. So there's different ways to help. Again, you help guide me in some of this stuff, but really just that sense of, you know, we kind of have a collective obligation to help. The term help can mean lots of different things, but helping create a vibrant community in the Lehigh Valley or build on the vibrant community is really important.
Priority, absolutely. And I know you're also on the board of nonprofit we all just really love, and especially as we get excited for Music Fest, you're on the board of Arts Quest. Could you talk about what that experience has meant?
I'd love to. And I'm going to compare and contrast a little bit with my partnership experience, because one of the great things about ArtsQuest, you know this, it is a super high quality organization. Mm-hmm. From the leadership, all of the team that works there, the quality of the board members, the committees, things are in place and work well. That doesn't mean there aren't challenges, but quite frankly, it's not about spending time putting policies together.
Right.
That hard work has been done by people in the past. So that was an opportunity to step into, I'd call it a very high-performing organization. And in fact, I'll share, when I came on the board, I was excited to be there, I was excited to learn, but there was a little bit of an element of, okay, how can I help? What can I bring? Because I don't want to just be a passive board member who shows up. There's been a lot of interesting things going on at ArtsQuest, as you know. Mm-hmm. There's Keeping the Wheels Turning, which is Music Fest and Chris Kindlemart and all of that. But as you and everybody is very well aware, in the process of wrapping up a significant capital campaign to make a major reinvestment in downtown Bethlehem to replace the beloved Banana Factory with a brand new state-of-the-art building. To support the arts is what that really boils down to. I think a lot of people see Music Fest, they see Chris Kindlemart, but the opportunity to have artists in residence in this building to do a lot of art education, and we're so blessed by the community support. So while I wasn't directly involved in the fundraising, the financial aspects of this and, quite frankly, managing the finances through the construction time, that was a neat opportunity for me to learn. So again, I've had the opportunity to join an established high-performing organization and try to see where I could help in that board member, but also get one going from almost the beginning. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, two totally different roles that you're playing. A couple of final questions. First of all, if people want to get involved with the partnership, how can they do that?
Sure. Well, they can go to the website, the Allentown Partnership, and there's an opportunity to donate. We'll be cranking up our resource development over this next year. We're going to need support. There's no doubt about it. We need operating support, and we need support for these projects. So I'm looking forward to reaching out to community members, foundations, companies who I know are excited about supporting.
Is there anything we didn't talk about? Is there a message about the partnership that you want to leave with our listeners? Again, it's new for many of us. And I keep pronouncing the K really hard, so people know it's the partnership. Sure. But a closing message for people who are listening.
Yeah, Allentown is blessed with a beautiful park system. And let's be clear, while the parks are within the boundaries of the city of Allentown, they're a Lehigh Valley resource. Mm-hmm. They are not Allentown only. We know that people from throughout the Lehigh Valley love and enjoy those parks. So I'm excited that we're going to set up an organization to make it simple for people to express their love and support of the parks, and we're going to do some great projects going forward. So I want to thank the board, the committees, the Trexler Trust, the Ryder Pool Foundation. Thank you for joining us, Ruffian, and very excited about everybody hearing more about the partnership going forward.
Perfect. Well, thanks again for being here, Simon.
Thanks so much, Lori. I really enjoyed it.
Sure. And listeners, we were just joined by Simon Moore. And Simon serves as chair of the board of the Allentown Partnership, a board member with ArtsQuest, involved with Tocqueville Society. It's been a wonderful conversation, and we'll be right back.
For the past 3 decades, WDIY has sustained itself through direct contributions from listeners. Our model is simple. The people who listen to the service are the ones who support the service. As WDIY celebrates its landmark 30th anniversary, we invite you to join us as a WDIY member by making a membership gift today. This is something you could do right now to make a meaningful difference in your community. Call 610-694-8100 extension 4 or online at wdiy.org.
Welcome back to the second half of A Closer Look. Again, I'm your host, Laurie Hackett. And our guest today is a friend of mine. Again, I feel like I say that a lot on this show, but I have a lot of friends in the Lehigh Valley. But one special friend is Jason King Jones with Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival. Welcome, Jason.
Thanks for having me here today, Laurie.
Absolutely. You were on this program in February of 2024,
Yeah. And
you had been in the Valley for maybe a year and a half?
Just about, yes.
At that time. So here we are now, a year and a half later.
Yeah.
So what has 3 years taught you, shown you about the Lehigh Valley?
The last year and a half has added to my love of this region, of the people. I've really been awed by the sense of community. There's just such a great spirit here of people wanting to work together to make each other better, to make organizations better, and to make the Valley better, and to make the community better. And whether it's been some time that I've had on the Nonprofit and Business Partners Council with the Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, which you invited me to join, or working with our friends with PSF, I'm just learning that there's such a great collaborative spirit. And people are willing just to kind of lean in, put their shoulder into the work, and get it done.
That's awesome. Could you talk specifically about the arts community? Have you seen that kind of collaboration? I know you have. And maybe a couple of examples of how that really works at its best.
What I would say about the collaboration within the arts community is there's a great desire for it. And right now, I've met with our friends with the Bach Choir. Mm-hmm. We're talking about future partnerships. I had breakfast with Bill George. I've never seen a single person eat as much food for breakfast as Bill George does. He warned me. I was like, I'm buying. And he was like, I eat a big breakfast. So I'm like, that's okay. And then I realized.
I can afford it.
But I tell you, just to have the collaboration, the conversation to meet with him to understand more of the history of the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I would say right now is, and of course, we've had partnerships with the Symphony for a long time. So there's just a real great sense of, what kind of programming are you doing? This is what we're doing. Is there a way that we can interface that programming? And that's been just really great.
Awesome. So here we are, as everybody's listening now, we are right in the middle of the wonderful Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival. So, Jason, talk a little bit about the role that PSF, Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival, plays in the Lehigh Valley.
Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival is the regional theater in the Lehigh Valley. It is a professional organization. We bring in over 200 professional artists every summer and 200 volunteers that we've talked about the last time. We put a lot of work together in order to basically create a year's worth of theater programming mm-hmm. in a 12-week time span on the campus of DeSales University, which is just a beautiful place to come and visit. We had folks last night who came to see A Raisin in the Sun, and they started with oh, it's a beautiful day. Let's go see some theater. They hadn't planned on coming to see it, but they heard about A Raisin in the Sun, and they wanted to see it. So it's a great place to create work, and it's a great place to experience it and to bring people together. Speaking of community, we have tables set out beforehand. We have Larry Lipkus at Moravian has put together some great musical artists to play a different selection of music so that you can listen, you can bring a picnic, just to get ready to come in and get yourself ready to experience more art after you've had some great art outside. So it's a way to bring so many folks together to listen and experience live theater done at exceptional professional quality mm-hmm. with artists from all over the country that come together who want to tell these stories.
That's wonderful. I mean, I'm a big fan, as you know, because there's nothing more exciting than to be in the theater. You've reviewed the playbill. Not to sound corny, but the lights go down and the show starts. And as you just in our earlier conversation called it, and then you go on a journey.
Yes. Yeah.
And could be a journey that takes you in so many ways.
Yeah, it could be a journey of laughter and exuberance and surprise and delight, like we did with the Mel Brooks, the producers. It could be A Raisin in the Sun, which you had just mentioned before we started recording, how Act Two just takes you on an emotional roller coaster when mm-hmm. as you experience the challenges and the decisions and the tough choices that that the younger family has to make. And then you understand and you can connect because you know that even the Youngers, who were a black family on the south side of Chicago in 1958, they're a family. Mm-hmm. And we all come from family and we all understand those kinds of dynamics. And so we call it empathy. It's also another good word for it is understanding. Mm-hmm. But really great storytelling that you're breathing in the same space with these exceptional artists. You're able to then understand more deeply these kinds of journeys, mm-hmm. these kinds of roles, and think about that and how that impacts your own life too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Jason, I know you've worked in DC, New York. When you came here to be the artistic director of PSF, and you are the one that picks the shows.
Yes.
What goes into that thinking? Do you take this audience, this community, this region in mind? Like, could you tell us a little bit about that process?
Absolutely. I definitely take this audience and this community in mind. We have an audience that some folks just want to come and be entertained, and we want to create opportunities for that. We want to be a place where if you want to escape for a night, come to PSF and have a great time. And we have audiences and community members who want to go deep into the work. They appreciate Shakespeare, and they want to experience it, and they want to learn more. So we have high-quality theater work done for those folks, and we provide pre-show prologues so people can read about and listen to them beforehand, or they can read it in the playbill. We've also launched a podcast called As You Mic It so that we can also go deeper into conversation and prologues through an audio format as well, so we can create a deeper experience. And so when it comes to planning a whole season, I'm thinking about this community, and I'm thinking about what are the stories that have not yet been told here or have not been told in a long time. How do we put together a collection of stories that can both delight and surprise our audience and also provide that deep engagement that folks want and that this community deserves?
I love that. I know how busy you are during the when the festival's not in play during the summer. I know how busy you are making all that happen.
Yeah.
Planning, dreaming, scheming, auditioning, smoking, joking.
Smoking and joking.
Yes. You, Casey, the team are overwhelmed throughout the year. How do you keep PSF alive for audience members throughout the season, from August to May?
Absolutely. Well, that's some of what I've just been talking about. And one of the things that I came here and realized that we didn't have a lot of engagement in the September through mm-hmm. April, May time slot, there was a kind of this Brigadoon sense where we'd all kind of like go to sleep and then we'd wake back up. And if you knew about it, you were welcome.
I love the theater reference. I get it.
Thank you very much. So what we have done, a couple of things. This last year, we launched a book club. So we invited folks who want to read the plays that we're going to be doing in the upcoming season with us and discuss them. So we'd have a monthly in-person book club. We're going to do a couple of different versions of that moving forward. We're also creating a lot more engagement and education experiences. One of them is called the Muse of Fire Project, which will be an opportunity for high school students from anywhere, any high school or charter school or homeschool, to audition in September and rehearse with theater professionals like myself and our director of education, Kim Carson, and perform in a production on the DeSales campus in December, a production of Much Ado About Nothing. So we're going to have that engagement. We're going to have more education programs and classes that we're going to be offering in the winter, classes for kids, classes for adult acting class, as well as classes for teens. And this podcast that I had mentioned, we're going to do another season of it that'll be highlighting the next season. So those are some of the ways that we are currently doing it. And then we're also, speaking of other partnerships with other arts organizations, looking for ways that we can cross over and connect, like with the Bach Choir or with the symphony, so that PSF can stay alive and in mm-hmm. the community, other conversations with other community partners as well, so that we can still be a part of the community throughout the year. To me, theater participation experience is so special. I don't want it to only happen in the summertime.
Right. And your leadership and Casey's. You're agile, you're creative. So love that you're finding ways for the community to stay engaged year-round.
Thanks, Lori.
I know that you rely on sponsors and supporters, ticket sales certainly, but really important to, you know, for fundraising. Yes. And I know there's always opportunities for that. If you had $1 million, but if you got an unsolicited or unexpected $1 million, what would you do with it at PSF?
First, I would try to give some raises to some folks mm-hmm. who deserve it. Yep. We have a lot of really hardworking folks. That's the first thing that I would do is help support our people. Then I would look at that off-season time.
Yeah.
And I would look at what can we invest in, not a one-off, but what can we invest in to start creating those opportunities that PSF continues throughout the mm-hmm. year. So that $1 million would be a major gift for us to look into, is it potentially a home in Allentown? Is it a partnership that we can do year after year after year that connects us and keeps us connected to the community the rest of the year?
Great. Jason, last time you were here, we talked about the incredible Volunteer Guild.
Yes.
Can you just remind our listeners how amazing that program is?
The Volunteer Guild are such an amazing workforce. Like I said earlier, we have over 200 professional artists, and then we have over 200 volunteers. Our guild, and if anybody who's listening wants to be a part of the guild, you're more than welcome. We are happy to have more volunteers anytime. Our ushers, they are ticket takers. They sell our concessions. They're our greeters. They're the face of PSF when people are walking onto mm-hmm. campus and into our buildings. So if you come and you see somebody in a white polo shirt, they're volunteering. They also help us get the season started. We have a volunteer corps that helps us turn over the dorm rooms from college dorm rooms to artists' living spaces with kitchens and made beds and a welcoming basket for every artist to come in. And they help us turn it back over in August as well. They're deeply committed. They feel like through participation, they're a part of the experience. Mm-hmm. And they certainly are.
Oh my gosh. I went to a show the other night, and one of the volunteers, we were sitting in our chairs after the show ended, just processing it with my friends. And she came over and she got in our conversation. She goes, "Did you enjoy the show? Oh my, what did you like the best?" It was so, she was such a great ambassador for you.
Yeah, they really are. And they do it because they love it. And mm-hmm. they love what we love, which is building this community through great theater.
Yep. How can we help? How else can the community help? Jason, you've made such a difference. You have such a great team over there with Casey. And I know you have a strong board of directors. What else can we be doing to amplify, to celebrate Pennsylvania Shakespeare?
Well, come see the shows. That's mm-hmm. that's the easiest thing, is buy a ticket and come see the shows. We have a lot of great shows for kids as well as for adults. Mm-hmm. We've got, I wrote a children's play called The Princess and the Frog Prince that's running through the end of the season this summer, as well as Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead and Hamlet and Timon of Athens that Greg Woods is playing in, and Shakespeare for Kids, which is at PSF, and it's also going to libraries around the community. So see a show, that's one thing. And of course, if you can support us, any and all support would be more than welcome for us to continue to invest in the community.
Wonderful. We could do this all evening, so I really appreciate your time. But as we close out, final message for our listeners.
Final message is, for those of you who are a part of our PSF community already, thank you very much. For those of you who are thinking about it or haven't been for a while, our doors are open and we welcome you back to PSF, or we welcome you to PSF for the first time. One of our greatest values is quality, and I guarantee you're going to get a great quality performance.
And as we close, how would people learn more about Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival?
PAShakespeare.org is our website. You can follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram. Or you can, you know, call the box office and talk to a live human who wants to help at 610-282-WILL. That's 610-282-9455.
Perfect. Jason, thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
And listeners, thanks for tuning in to A Closer Look, as you do every month. And I cannot tell you how much we appreciate that. Every Monday night, you can tune in to WDIY and hear other incredible programming. Our show, of course, runs on the fourth Monday of each month, and we're so glad that you made the time to listen in. Again, I'm Lori Hackett with A Closer Look, and we look forward to seeing you next month.